I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and you may be listening in Vancouver at 101.9 FM CITR or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And before I bring up today's first lovely guest, Catherine CHE, I just want to let you know, if you're a student here at UBC, I saw a poster today for something really cool that's happening for Halloween. The AMS Mini School is offering a special effects makeup course just in time for Halloween. So you can, I don't know what they're going to be teaching you, but maybe like blood and bullet holes and fun things like that. And it's only $30, which I think is pretty good for a special effects course. People spend thousands of dollars for makeup school. So that is taking place here in the Student Union Building, room 212, on Wednesday, October 27th at 5 p.m. But you need to register by October 22nd if you want to get in on the special effects makeup course. So for more information and details on how to register, go to the AMS website at ams.ubc.ca/services. And I'll try to remember to announce that again closer to the end of the hour, because I think that's so cool. Halloween is like the best holiday ever. So I'm going to welcome Catherine CHE to the show. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Marie. I love Halloween, too.
Isn't it fun? I think it's... it's got the magic of Christmas without all the having to buy gifts and see the crazy family members. It's just good, clean fun.
That's right. That's right. As much pressure as you want to take on.
Exactly. Unless you have like 8 kids and you sew all of their costumes on your own. That could be a lot of pressure.
That could, yeah.
So, Catherine, welcome back to the show. Catherine is the Flower Vibrations Lady, and she also is a Law of Attraction expert, and she's now started a new community for Law of Attraction practitioners. So, Catherine, can you tell us a little bit about this new venture?
I'd be delighted to, yes. I'm the CEO of the IALOAP, which is short for International Association of Law of Attraction Professionals. And it's an online-based community for anyone who uses the Law of Attraction or would like to learn how to use the Law of Attraction. We have a kind of a simple 5-step, what we call our success expansion cycle that we teach, and a lot of our curriculum is based around that. But we also bring in a lot of outside experts to share their expertise as well.
Oh, okay. So I was under the impression that it was just for people who are teaching the Law of Attraction, to kind of like a professional association where they got together, but it's also for people who want to learn about it?
Yes. By the word professional, I mean basically anybody who uses it for their success in life. And you know, we all have different professions. Like the people at the university, there are their profession at the moment is students. And there are doctors, real estate agents. I have a physical trainer. You know, there are a yoga master. There are all different kinds of people who are members of the of this organization. So whatever your profession is, it's help. It's if you use the Law of Attraction or would like to know how to use it for your success.
Okay, so what's the website again?
www.ialoap.com. That's short for International Association Law of Attraction Professionals, ialoap.com. And on the website, we've got all sorts of really, really useful free gifts for people. We've got this wonderful poster that I actually have up above my desk that walks you through this the 5-step cycle. And I'd be happy to talk about that more. We also have bookmarks with tips on how to leverage the Law of Attraction and the Law of Attraction Guidance System, which has all the different levels of emotions. And so you can pull this out and identify where you are. So so that you can use it to work your way back up. And then there's a little, these are all downloadable, and it's a little wallet card that kind of has a synopsis of all these materials on it that you can pop in your pocket or your wallet or your purse and just carry with you, which I certainly do.
Cool. I'm just looking at your website right now, and it looks, I mean, this is all like, did you have a graphic designer put this all together? It looks really nice and professional.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I have been working very hard. I have a team of people supporting me. Definitely have a graphic designer and several different web people, because it turns out it's a little bit more complicated site than I'd realized. It's a blog and a forum, and parts of it are open to the public and parts of it are just for the members. So there are lots of different things. It was way beyond my level of web expertise to set that up.
Interesting. Okay, so if you want to be a member, it costs money, but there's also blogs and stuff that you can access without being a member.
That's absolutely right. Blogs and some of our phone calls. The expert faculty, which, for instance, Marcy Shimoff, who was in The Secret, she's on the faculty. They are sharing blogs on the public part of the website, and then they also have teaching that they'll do for the members, but there's part of their information is available to the public, and I regularly submit tips on my public part of the blog, and of course these this success toolkit, we call it, the Law of Attraction Success Kit, that's available for a free download right there.
Interesting. And so what are these five tips, the five steps?
Well, the five steps are, the first one is to clarify your vision of what you want. And this, you know, you can do this many different times during the day. It can be for a short little segment, like for me, clarifying my vision of what I wanted to experience on this coming on your radio show, or it can be a bigger vision. For instance, you know, the vision that I have for this business itself. So you can clarify your vision, get very, very clear on what that is, set your clear intentions, and define what your desires are. That's step number one. Then step number two is to assess where you are now. So think about your vision, your goals, the clarity that you just set up, and to assess where you are. And it's not what most people think. You need to look at your feelings and your thoughts about where you are now in relationship to where you want to be. It has nothing to do, say you have a goal of $1 million. That's a really easy one to talk about. So you got really clear that you want $1 million in your bank account. You don't look and say, oh, okay, well, now I only have $10 in my bank account. That's not what the assessing means. The assessing is to then look at your thoughts. When you think about having $1 million, think about what your feelings and your thoughts are about that now. That's what the assessing piece is. Then the next step, step number three, is to implement your tools. There are all sorts of tools that you can use to kind of get into the flow of the law of attraction. You want to feel good. You want to focus on the positive. Meditation is really helpful. Appreciate your now. And then take inspired action. We'll be talking a lot in the next year about when and how to take inspired action. That is very, very important. So that's step number three. Then step number four is to receive your dream, to allow it to come in to your experience. And one of the key elements of that is, there's several of them, but one of the key elements is to feel worthy and deserving of it. And another piece is to believe that it is yours. So there are pieces of allowing to come in. And then the fifth step is setting up kind of a maintenance system to maintain your growth, to really put the systems in place in your life so that you're not having peaks and valleys with this, with your success, that you really, once you achieve your desires, that is a new platform to set new desires and to, you know, this is why we call it the expansion cycle for success, that it continues to expand. That's your new platform, and you'll have new desires from that platform. So you really institute using the tools and keeping yourself in a good feeling place. There are lots of tricks to keeping that. And then you go back to the top, clarify your vision, your new one, and keep going around and around.
And so, Catherine, I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned about just kind of letting it in. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my things is I'll set a goal and then I'll keep being like, well, where is it? Where is it? Where? How come it's not coming? Yeah. I must really be awful at this. So how do you get past that looking for it? Because it's not there. And you know it's not there because you're dealing with whatever it is, you know, not being able to pay your rent or not having a boyfriend or whatever it is that you're wanting that's not there. It's hard not to notice that.
It is. It is. And that is something that we are taught, especially in a university setting. You are taught to be very, very careful to examine what is, you know, and to be very clear and to, you know, follow the evidence and to be logical. But there's a piece to this cycle and to getting into the flow of the law of attraction where you just have to get into the deliciousness of imagining it. And that's part of why the clarity step right from the beginning is really engaging so many aspects of your imagination to engage all your senses. There are lots of little tricks on how you can create a really, really juicy vision. And whenever you kind of look around and see the evidence of, oh my goodness, you know, as I'm writing this check, I don't really have enough money to cover it, or I can't write the check because I absolutely don't have enough money to cover it, that you go back to that juicy vision. And so the clearer you have, the more juicy you make it, the more fun it is to go to that vision. And also that's a piece about the using the tools. When you notice, when you're assessing where you are now, those feelings coming up of, oh my goodness, you know, this feels bad, then you use their various tools that you use to shift to a better feeling place. You know, just pay attention to something else. Even if you can't go back to that vision, you can go do something that you love to do, whatever that may be. Go dancing, go for a walk, pet your dog. Just shift your attention away. When something feels bad, if you're paying attention to it, shift your attention to something else is a really basic trick.
All right. Well, we are speaking with Catherine C-H-E, and she is, I always call you the Flower Vibrations Lady because that's how I know you best, but you're also the developer of the new site, International Association of Law of Attraction Professionals. That's IALOAP.com. Is there like a quick, I guess Catherine C-H-E is your website, right?
My website is www.ialoap.
Oh, and there's, you don't have another website?
Well, I do, but that's still the flower systems, the life blossoming systems, which is my personal system for the law of attraction that uses flowers to help you to get into the flow.
Okay, wonderful. And there's so much more I wanted to ask you, but we have our second guest up on hold right now. So I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would like to add at this time.
Well, I hope that people will pop over to the site. We're getting such good feedback on these free tools, the LOA Success Kit. We really went to a lot of trouble to make them really helpful. Something, you know, a lot of times people will give away stuff that, you know, maybe it's an audio you never listen to or a download you never download. But these are things that I personally use in my everyday life. These are things that I carry around in my wallet. These are bookmarks that I stick in my book, and I'm really glad to have these reminders. And I'll grab it when I need to shift my attention back to my desires. So just go on over to the website, and you can take part in the part of the community there that's public.
Okay, well, I just signed up, so I'm waiting to get it from my email.
Excellent.
All right, well, it's been so nice speaking with you, and I'll have to have you on the show again to talk more in depth about the law of attraction again.
Oh, well, I'd love that.
Okay, take care, sweetie. Have a great day.
Too. Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So up next, we have Dr. Michael Mao, and he is going to be talking about Sanctus Germanus and 2012, I believe. So we'll find out more about that in just a moment. And I want to let you know that I have free pairs of tickets to see Dr. Wayne Dyer. He is coming to Vancouver November 23rd. He'll be at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. And I have a free pair of tickets to give away today. space. So I'll give them away probably on the next break, not this one coming up, but the next one. So, yeah, and I actually got to speak with him the other day on Wednesday for 15 minutes. We did a pre-recorded interview. I'm going to be playing that next week. And then after his interview, because it's only 15 minutes, I'm going to be speaking with Jay Bedalla, who is the founder of, well, originally ChristmasFuture.org, and he's been on the show before a couple years ago, but now he's changed that into UN.org. And what it is, it's kind of like Kiva.com where you do micro lending, but it's much more, yeah, it's a little bit different, but it's kind of a similar idea where the money is just really going to the people who need it, and the site is developed and intended to really make change in the world. It's not just one of these big organizations that sucks money out and gives 1% back to the people. They're really wanting to make positive change and to end poverty, because something like, I don't even know, half the world lives on less than a dollar a day or something. So yeah, they're really trying to make a difference. And UN.org is one of the organizations that is going to be benefiting financially from Wayne Dyer's visit here in November. So it's a charity event, and proceeds from ticket sales go to these charities. So yeah, that's the reason I'm going to have Jay Bedalla on the show next week after Dr. Wayne Dyer's interview. So enough rambling now. It's time for a break, and we'll be back in a moment with more Synchronicity. I'm Marie Bernard, and I'll be back in a flash.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we have Dr. Michael Mao on the line. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing, Dr. Mao?
I'm doing fine.
Great. So we are here today to talk about Sanctus Germanus. So am I saying it correctly?
Well, Sanctus Germanus.
Germanus. Okay. And so can you tell us what exactly is it? I'm seeing the Great Brotherhood of Light. It sounds kind of scary, to be honest.
Well,
what is it?
Scary. It's the actually the Brotherhood of Light are the Trans-Himalayan Masters of Wisdom that live up in Shambhala, and they are the spiritual government of the world.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of them before?
This is the first time. I mean, I've heard of Shambhala.
Well, you have the masters such as the Master Moria, Kutumi, and Dwalkul, and Saint Germain. And these four have been very instrumental since the past 150 years. They came through the Theosophical Society, which was founded in the 1800s by Blavatsky, Helena Blavatsky and Alcott, and they started revealing certain truths that were universal to all religions, and also preparing the world for the changes that are coming that will enter as we enter into a new age. And that was about 150 years ago. And so the Sanctus Germanus Foundation takes over from there, as I don't know whether you believe this or not, but a lot of us are the reincarnations of those people who were working 150 years on this initial project.
Hmm, interesting. So when you say a lot of us, you mean a lot of the people in your organization?
People who are working in the organization, yes.
Interesting. And so on your site also, I noticed that you have the
the Great Brotherhood of Light has some ideas about what's going to happen in 2012.
Well, not exactly 2012. That's one of the landmarks of the big changes that are taking place right now. We're at the end of a 26,000-year sidereal cycle, which is equivalent almost to the passing through of the astrological zodiac, where you have 12 houses and then 12 signs, and each sign has about 2,000-something years to it. And the end of the cycle always means an end, sort of a period of great upheaval and chaos and destruction to make place for for the next cycle coming in. And that's where we find ourselves today, at the end of this 25,000-plus cycle. We're at the same stage as Atlantis was before it got sunk.
Interesting. Well, I was actually thinking about that yesterday. Last night I had, I try usually not to watch the news because it just kind of gets me either really angry or really depressed.
It's all lies, for one thing.
Well, it's interesting you say it's all lies, because I was noticing they were talking about that toxic spill in Europe, and now they're worried that it's going to head into like a main European water source.
Right. The Danube River, yeah.
And I was thinking about how a few years ago, before and at the beginning of the Iraq War, we had the SARS situation, and that the media really sensationalized it and blew it totally out of proportion, so everyone was panicking about SARS. And I kind of thought, isn't it interesting how just a few years ago they were basically having to make news up to, you know, entertain us or get viewers, but now there's so many things happening that it's like you're bombarded. I mean, there's earthquakes, there's hurricanes, there's toxic spills, there's the BP oil spill, then there's another oil spill, and I mean, those things aren't lies. They're really happening in the world.
It's indicative of the period we're going through. And add to that the financial crisis that is it's underlying everything that's happening and being touted in the press as having been resolved and everything, but it isn't. Everything is just about to collapse financially. The whole financial system is on the brink of collapse. Now, all this, of course, is in Volume 1 of the Sanctus Germanus Prophecies, which I wrote over 10 years ago, where I predicted all this stuff was going to happen just around this time. What was revealed to me in a conversation that I had with about three masters of the Trans-Himalayan Brotherhood was that the world was divided, actually, into the good and the bad, if you haven't noticed that. That there is a clique of very rich, extremely powerful people, bankers and certain families, that literally control the world financially. And they are now on their last leg. The vibrations of the earth have picked up, and they know that the destruction of their financial institutions and all the other institutions that go about that are around the world that are holding mankind actually in a state of slavery, those things are beginning to crumble. And you're seeing now a backlash that's coming from the human side. And you see that in what's going on in Wall Street. You see that in the outbreak of wars, which has been constant, actually, since they've been under control, since they've controlled the world. So you add to that this the destruction of not only the bad things in the world, the cleanup that's going on right now, but you add to that the human part, which is the control of these families and forces that are now fighting back to survive. So you're going to have a lot of upheaval in the world in the next 20, 30 years. So that's why 2012 is just a landmark. It's sort of a, I guess it's when the boat really begins to rock. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be kind of dragged out. You're going to have another world war and you're going to have these extreme earth changes. And they're not going to be like the kind we're seeing with these fairly minor earthquakes. You're going to have big earthquakes, and you're going to have huge floods because there is a warming that's going on in the earth, too, that'll cause that. Anyway, it's a great opportunity for people of the spiritual nature to help their fellow men and women.
And so, Dr. Mao, when you said you had a conversation with these masters, were you sitting down face-to-face, or did you have some kind of seance? How did you tap into this knowledge?
Well, in the beginning, about 10 years ago, when I was called out of business, I was a businessman and running a trading company. I was called out, but it was a coincidence with that I met this medium. Well, I was drawn to him and led to him. He was, I think, one of the last really good trance mediums. And what happened was that he was working with the famous author, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote all the Sherlock Holmes books. And he was also a spiritualist during his life. Well, what this medium was able to do was to be able to just take himself out of his body, and the various spirits could just take over. And it was that way that I had these incredible conversations over a two-year period with Sir Arthur, as well as certain masters of wisdom that were part of this Trans-Himalayan brotherhood. And then after that, that was just a 2 or 3 year period that I had these conversations. And during that time also, they trained me to be able to do it myself. And so since, say, about 2003, I've been actually communicating with them by myself.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that. And it's time for a break. So we are speaking with Dr. Michael Mao from Sanctus Germanus.net. SanctusGermanus.net is the website. And is this the only organization of Sanctus Germanus at this website, or are there many around the world?
Oh, we have groups around the world. But we actually work out of the Sanctus Germanus Foundation, which is behind the website.
All right, perfect. So we will be back with more discussion on the Sanctus Germanus organization as well as 2012. And it is time for a break. So I did say I was going to give away a pair of tickets to see Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's coming to Vancouver November 23rd. He will be at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Oh, and if you are going to buy tickets, because it's great to buy tickets because all the proceeds are going to the charities that one of them that I was talking about before, UN.org, as well as a bunch of other charities. So if you want to get a discount on tickets when you're going to buy them on Ticketmaster, there is a coupon code SOUL, and you'll get 20% off the tickets if you're going to buy them at Ticketmaster. So if you want a free pair of tickets to see Dr. Wayne Dyer, you've got to give me a call right now during the break, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And the first person who gets through is going to get a pair of tickets to see Wayne Dyer, 604-822-2487. I'll be back with more synchronicity in a flash.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Rude ska music,
you make me dance all night.
Ska music, you're all right.
One, two.
I know you're just a little bit.
Scott T, Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Now, the Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and I just gave away a pair of tickets to Mike. So congratulations. He's going to be going to see Wayne Dyer on November 23rd. And we're also speaking today with Michael Mao. And I just wanted to let you know, I was like looking, I'm like, no one's calling. Why is no one calling for free Wayne Dyer tickets? This is like the most awesome event of the year. Wayne Dyer, hello, I love him. And one person called in. So I have a feeling that if you're listening, you might be thinking, oh, you know, so many people are calling in and I don't have a chance to win. Well, you never know until you pick up the phone and dial the number, because the only person who called ended up getting the tickets. So, and I know that if you're listening, you want free tickets to see Wayne Dyer. So next time, call in. I mean, it's worth a shot, right? You never know if you're going to get through or not. But anyway, it's always worth a try. So I'll be giving away more tickets coming up in the coming weeks. I have a few more pairs to give away. So keep listening for the cue to call for free tickets to see Wayne Dyer. And okay, so we are back with Dr. Michael Mao. Hi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Great. Are you okay with taking calls if anyone has a question?
Sure.
Okay, so if you have a question for Dr. Mao, the phone number is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. We are talking, so, I mean, my main focus is the 2012, and I wanted to ask you about more about that, but are there, what other kinds of issues does this great brotherhood of light want to focus on?
Well, there are three major issues that are at our doorstep. One is the ongoing global financial crisis, and then there's the coming. There's a world war also in coming, and then after that, the Earth changes. And I'm going to be speaking about this in Vancouver on October 23rd.
Yes, you'll be coming to Unity of Vancouver.
That's right.
And it's a free event, I believe.
Yeah, welcome. Anybody's welcome to come. But these are the main issues that are facing us, because a lot, as I mentioned, a lot of the present cycle has to be cleaned up in order to enter a new age, which is predicted to be, you know, about 50 years from now.
Okay, so basically it's all going to hit the fan for the next 50 years. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think the major stuff is, I mean, the real bothersome stuff is going to happen in the next 10 to 15 years. And then after that, people will start to change in their thinking. I think humanity will become more sharing, more able to work together once these forces that control the way we do things are eliminated. And it'll be much easier for mankind to really express itself as they should. And then during that period of time, there's going to be a whole period of re-education of the minds of people so that they're more in line and in sync with their spiritual selves.
So, Dr. Mao, I'm curious, because many people who are in the spiritual realm, and when they talk about 2012, they talk about how maybe there is a chance for us, for these things to not happen, for us to become enlightened prior to the world basically having this extreme chaos that it sounds like everyone is expecting. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think you just have to step back and take a realistic view of the world. Do you think they can change that much in 2 years? I'm not that optimistic. And besides, as I'm talking about these cycles, or this main sidereal cycle, this is cosmic law. It is inevitable. It has to happen. And those who pray against it are really trying to stop something that cannot be stopped, that has to be done before the Earth can clean itself up and go into a new age. Now, in the meantime, I think people can raise their levels of awareness and consciousness through deep meditation individually. They can lift themselves out of the dangers that may come and actually start thinking and building the foundations of the new age. And this is what the Sanctus Sermonis Foundation is doing. This is why we're located up in the Banff area of the Rockies, because we know what's going to happen in the next few years. And in the meantime, while this chaos is happening, we are also beginning to build the foundations of the New Age society here.
So you guys are all living up in the mountains because you know that major floods are going to come and things
major
like that?
Major floods and earthquakes and conflict also. And that's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years. The earth changes, though, are going to take a little longer, maybe over the next 10, 15 years.
And so when you talk about meditation and bringing ourselves up to speed with this and having that protect us, I mean, if I'm here in Vancouver by the beach and there's a big tidal wave that comes, no amount of meditation is going to save me from that.
You're very right. So your meditation should tell you in advance when you should move up to higher land. And I would suggest that you move up at least 200 meters above the sea level. You already see, and that's when the 2012 event comes, because I believe that 2012, that's the official end of the cycle. But it's also a time where the Earth really starts heating up. And a few months ago, there was a huge glacier chunk that fell off of the Greenland glacier. And it was, you know, about three times the size of Manhattan. And that's now, boom, right into the ocean. And you're going to see more and more of that until the sea levels really start rising perceptibly. Now it's sort of spread out, but it's going up. And I think people on the sea coast, they should listen to their hearts, listen to their souls. Go way deep into your souls in meditation, and the soul knows exactly when to tell you to get out.
And so what about, you're talking about a financial crisis right now.
Yes.
So say some people, and I don't want to instill fear in people. I mean, I kind of believe that if, you know, in this situation, if these big tidal waves and all of that happens, I mean, billions of people are going to die.
Yes.
That's just the way it is. I mean, most of us, we want to live close to the water for, you know, because water is life.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone is either going to want to move, run to the hills, or have the financial means. So what about people who are not in a financial position to move their entire lives up to the mountains?
Well, if they're not in a financial position, they just have to accept the consequences of their decision. You really don't have to have that much money to move. But if you make a decision to stay on the seacoast and you know what's going to come, then you accept the consequences. And life goes on. Life will go on. They can come back again. If you believe in eternal life, it's just a matter of another incident happening in a long, long, long chain of lives. But those who opt to stay on are usually the ones we would call the light bearers or the light workers, because these are the ones that came into incarnation during this period knowing that this was supposed to happen. And they are to, in other words, they are to save humanity. And save humanity doesn't mean saving a city or saving the place from floods. What it is rebuilding a new society, and a society that is based on cosmic principles rather than on financial principles, for example.
So if we're talking about building a new society and the Sanctus Germanus Foundation is up in the mountains, so are you guys keeping records of, like, scientific things that you might need to know if you're rebuilding a new Earth?
Well, you know what's happening? It's very strange. Well, it's not strange, actually. Since we've been here, the foundation attracts a whole lot of people who are quite experts in many areas. Recently, someone, you know, we have environmental people that are that know all about building houses and building buildings that are environmentally compatible. We have financial people who are attached to our foundation. You know, these kind of talents are coming in. And so,
but if you want a world that's not built on, like, money, then why do you need financial people?
Well, because you need to redo the financial system. There's going to be exchanges anyway. There's going to be barter, and there's going to be a system from the time that the current system collapses until we figure out a new way of exchange that's going to be based on gold and silver. And this is coming up as a next step, and then after that, then hopefully we won't need any money. But I still think that's a long time before money doesn't play a role in the civilization, primarily because mankind has not yet learned how to use money.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's time for another break, so we will be back in a moment. We are speaking with Dr. Michael Mao, and he is from the Sanctus Germanus Association. You can find them if you want more information, sanctusgermanus.net. And he's going to be speaking in Vancouver, so we'll talk with him more about that in a moment. And I just want to throw this out there again, if you're just tuning in earlier in the show, I brought this up because I think it's super cool, and it's a lot more fun and lighthearted than talking about the end of the world and 2012 and floods. But we are here at the Student Union Building. It's early in the morning for me. I'm still waking up. Okay. So in the Student Union Building, in preparation for Halloween, there is a special effects makeup course for just $30. And that is taking place on Wednesday, October 27th at 5 p.m. in room 212 of the Student Union Building. But you need to register in advance. You have to register by October 27th. So if you are a student at UBC, you can find more information. I don't know if you have to be a student at UBC, so if you're interested, you can check out the website at ams.ubc.ca/services. You can find out more information and how to register there. Again, ams.ubc.ca/services if you want to take a special effects makeup course just in time for Halloween. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
UBC AMS Mini School seeks to provide students and the community an opportunity to learn outside the classroom. Our courses are taught by professional instructors and delivered at the best rates around, starting at $45.
Check this out!
We provide a diverse array of courses, including, but not limited to, pole dancing, photography, guitar, swing dancing, wine tasting, and much, much more. Courses begin in October, February, and May, and typically run for 4 to 6 weeks. Check out www.ams.bc.ca/minischool for registration information.
Turn up loud! Turn up!
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. Coming up in about 14 minutes is Ska T's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So stick around for that. And right now we are speaking with Dr. Michael Mao from the Sanctus Germanus Association. Hello, welcome back.
Thank you.
So you are going to be here in Vancouver.
Yes.
At the Unity Church. And again, when is that?
That's on a Sunday, October 24th, and the lecture starts at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay, so, and that is Unity of Vancouver, 5840 Oak Street. And it says all are invited. I thought, is it free?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And so let's go over again what you're going to be speaking about. Earth changes.
The state of the global financial crisis, earth changes, and possibly the coming world war. All sound like very glum subjects, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, we got to wake up and face it. I mean, it's inevitable. So it's better to be ready for it than not to be.
So, I mean, when you say it's inevitable, though, if everyone, so if thousands of people all decide, okay, I'm running for the hills, well, then won't the hills be full of people? And then there won't be any room left.
Well, Marie, not many people will run for the hills, I can assure you. A lot of people look at this as a lot of bunk. And despite the fact that things are happening right in front of them, or some people just would choose not to move and just to, you know, go with the flow. So the actual number of people that'll head for the hills or do something about it, and believe me, it's happening already, are you know, few. I mean, it'll be hundreds of thousands rather than millions. But there are people now headed up to the higher lands of the Colorado Plateau, for example. I visited there. And I've gone to South America. In Argentina, there's a place called Capilla del Monte, and people are starting to move up there. Now, they're not moving out of fear. They're moving because their hearts and souls are telling them to go there, and that there's something to be done, that something to build, something to look forward to. And most of these people don't look at this as gloom and doom because they're not attached to things. They're not attached to their way of life, and that they're willing and they're knowledgeable enough of their own divine plans to know that they fit into the plan that says, I'm part of this whole rebuilding of a new civilization. Many, many young people, too, are coming in with that idea already embedded in their souls. And it's quite fascinating, actually, to meet these people as they stream up. So it's not, I don't think there's going to be, those who actually run because the waves are coming are going to be too late anyway.
Well, yeah, but but I'm just kind of like, I know that there are some people, for example, Ramtha's School of Enlightenment, they're teaching people to buy actual physical gold and have gold coins because the financial markets are going to collapse and gold bullion is actually going to have like trading
that.
Value.
We encourage that also.
And then people are like building bunkers and like hiding food and preparing. And I mean, I can see like if you really believe that this is coming, but it also kind of feels like fear-based. Like, oh, I've got to prepare. I don't know. I just kind of, I have mixed feelings
fear.
About it.
Yeah, it's not fear, Marie. I think it's just knowledge that gives you the time and resources to prepare. Now, fear, the great fear is the fear of loss and the fear of losing your present lifestyle and your things that you're attached to. This is where the fear really comes in. But as I said, those who are really driven to do something about this knowledge that they're being given are what we call light workers. And these are reincarnations of very advanced souls who were put here for this very reason, so that these people would carry a certain amount of knowledge and talent and expertise that would be necessary for the building the foundations of the new age. And they're not going to, these are not the people who are going to just sit back and flow off with the waves. These people are going to move.
And so when you see this new world and the building of the new world, I would imagine, I mean, if the most of the world has been wiped out by all of these things that are coming, war, flooding, earthquakes, all of that. I mean, it's going to be a big mess.
It's going to be a big mess, yes.
And so
that's why you've got to be prepared.
But I mean, you're living up in the hills, and then now all of this chaos has ended. And you go down, and there's, like, dead bodies everywhere. All the buildings have crumbled. It's, like, there's going to be toxic stuff all over the place from everything that's, like, spilled out.
Yeah. And I think those are going to be sort of on the lowlands. Okay, but say where we are. I predict Calgary, for example, and all the cities that are on the highlands are going to be intact. You'll have Denver and, you know, the whole region up there in the mountains that are still intact. And also up in the up in the hills in the back of Vancouver, the higher lands are going to still be around. It's not going to be as, you know, that devastating. Well, it would be quite devastating, but it's not going to be unworkable. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the chaos that light workers are entrusted with. They must bring order from this chaos. Otherwise, who else will do it? Certainly not our governments.
And so, interesting you say order to the chaos. It's making me think of a Surya song. Maybe I'll play it at the end of the hour. But, I mean, this is, like you say, we're going to lose the way of life that we know, though. I mean, there's not going to be airplanes to fly us off to Paris on vacation anymore.
No, but there'll be airplanes that hop from highland city to highland city. Those I foresee being intact. The ones along the coast, you know, all the, you know, when the floods come, the airports are going to be destroyed.
But I mean, okay, so you're talking about airplanes to fly from highlands to highlands, but I mean, at this present time, in order to fly an airplane, you need fuel.
Yeah.
You need gas. And so without any infrastructure, there aren't going to be people to create this oil, like to bring it to you and all of that.
Oh, of course. That activity will happen in the higher land oil fields. Like, for instance, in Alberta. You have all this incredible oil resources here that will continue going. That will continue producing. But, you know, it's mainly in the lowland areas that you will see, or where land touches water. That's where you're going to have a lot of chaos and destruction.
So then, okay, now we start this new world with, you know, fresh, most of the people on the planet are gone, and it's only the people who were lucky enough to be on the high ground or enlightened enough to move or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about putting oil back into airplanes. I mean, isn't that just going to start the whole problem again? You're not really learning from, like, the problems that we created in this world.
There'll be a transition period where where oil will still serve its purpose. But the great, those big, huge companies that own the oil today and monopolize it are going to be gone. And therefore, what will happen during this transition period, we may be still filling our tanks with gas. But what will happen is be this blooming of what we call free energy. And this is, there are inventors all over the world already ready to get this thing going. And what's happening is that they're scared for their lives right now. Because if they manage to get it going now, the big oil companies would get rid of them. Look at Tesla. Tesla was one of the earliest geniuses that came with this technology of free energy in the early 1900s, and they wiped them out. So this is what I mean by you get a new lease on life, and the new age will be run on free energy. There will not be any oil after a while. Once this new energy gets produced and, I mean, people learn how to use it, you won't have a need for this anymore, oil or gas.
Okay, fair enough. And so your talk at Unity of Vancouver, mm-hmm. is, I mean, are you trying to recruit people? Is that the intention, or
no.
What is the intention behind it?
The intention of this is to just inform people of what's going on. I am, and our foundation is merely a mouthpiece of the masters of wisdom who just want humanity to know what's going on, and they're given the choice of what to do. We don't recruit anybody. That just happens naturally.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Michael Mao. It's the end of the hour. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I'd like to meet a lot of your listeners, if possible, in Vancouver on the 24th. It'll be nice to sit down. We'll have a, you know, usually I just talk for about, say, a half hour to an hour, and I spend the rest of the 4 hours answering questions. And I think that's very valuable to a lot of people because that personalizes what's going on.
All right, so Unity of Vancouver, give us the date again, please.
That's October 24th, it's Sunday, at 3 p.m.
3 p.m., and it's a free event if you'd like to go.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
And thank you very much, Marie, for having me.
Take care. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'll be back next week, and I'll be playing that Wayne Dyer interview. So exciting. I've been wanting to interview him for like 2 years, and so I was super nervous when I was talking to him because I was trying to be mindful of the time and all of that, and but you'll hear it. It's good. It's an interesting interview, and it's going to make you want to hear more, and you'll want to go see him at the Queen Elizabeth Theater on November 23rd. So I'm going to close this show with Order to the Chaos by the lovely Surya, and up next is Ska T's Scenic Drive, so stick around for that. Have a fantastic weekend. I love you so much. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.